Blog Talk Radio.
So scared of getting older, I'm only good at being young. So I play the numbers game to find a way to say that life has just begun.
Good morning to everyone, and welcome to Who You Calling a Old. This is the wonderful holiday season, so happy holidays to everyone. And for those of you celebrating Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah. Last night was the first night of Hanukkah, so I would like to wish you a very joyous Hanukkah season for the next 8 nights. A lot of fun going on. I will be celebrating it as well, as my fiancé is Jewish and does celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas too. So I guess you can consider us thoroughly modern couple. Well, as it happens every year, we have had 12 first Mondays of the month zip by. We rang out, we sent 2014 out. It seems to be like maybe a minute or two ago. And now we are ringing in 2015. 2015 is bell, the last bell for it is happening now. And it's insane, but it goes by so quickly. So this is why we love to begin the year with Lloyd. And what better way to end the year but with our favorite man in the world, Lloyd Strayhorn. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, beautiful. How are you, my lovely Leo 7 lady?
I am okay, hanging in there, doing what I have got to do. I just can't believe.
I know that's right.
Can't believe it. Okay, now, we were just talking about 2014.
Yeah, now we're going to be talking about 2016 in a minute, so.
It's a leap year.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think how things are happening, and it shows you that time flies when you're having fun, and this has been no exception.
Oh, honest to goodness. Now, I'll be honest with you, Lloyd, to tell you the truth. I'd say it like this, but I don't hate to say this. Let me take that part back. This is the most comfortable I have ever been since Clinton. Obama has been the most comfortable 8 years. Looking at what's coming up ahead is just this whole thing, just kind of watching it, is kind of like rubbernecking, seeing this really bad accident.
Yes, I would say that would be about right, darling.
Yeah, so, and I'm sitting there going, no more Obama, oh my God.
And you know, the irony is if he was given a third term, he would actually be reelected.
Yeah, that's wild, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh,
although
well,
I'm
well,
sure there would be some naysayers that would disagree.
Oh,
but,
please, they're just trying to find everything.
But I would say under the circumstances, the president has done extremely well with keeping this country out of war, although now things have been forced to. But that's because the climate of things is explaining a lot of that now, you see. So we are heading into what is called a nine personal year. And nine is ruled by Mars. Nine is called the Martial Planet. It is governed Aries. It governs Scorpio. And so these are normally assertive, aggressive signs per se. And if you notice, everything starts, as I explained numerous times when I'm on the show, that oftentimes the new year, which people don't realize, actually starts in late September, October. And that's when all this stuff started breaking out with the wars, the attacks in Syria, then Paris, then, you know, so that's the only sad part about it. Nine is a humanitarian number, but also 9 is an aggressive and warlike number too. And it appears that people want to take the more warlike approach, unfortunately, than the humanitarian approach, which I think is much more easier, is less harmful.
Yes.
Of course, the gun industries wouldn't profit. Those who sell bullets and guns and assault rifles and stuff like that, of course they wouldn't. But hey, every year can't be a profit year, you know?
Hey, that's
true.
That's
all I'm saying.
Well, you're right, though, but I, you know, just to give that wonderful, years ago, Chris Rock did a joke about gun violence. He says, I'll have no problem. He says they should make bullets cost $5,000.
Yes, you know what? I saw
that,
too.
He goes, you'd have a few, lot less shootings.
You know, there was another actor who tweeted that had if all of a sudden African-American males start registering to own guns and carry guns, there would definitely be some laws enacted immediately.
Oh, well, all we need is brown people. That's all we need
yeah.
is brown people to do it. I said the same thing. I actually said the exact same thing myself about it. I said, you know,
yeah, you think somebody was hedging? You let
uh-huh.
us decide in droves across this nation apply for gun permits and see how quickly there's going to be a background check, okay? And
it would
other
sail
thing.
Through.
Yeah, any other
sail.
Thing.
No problem.
And that's a darn shame, too, unfortunately.
It is.
You know,
but I want to know because it's the end of 2015 and we got 2016, an even year, a leap year. And I know that our listeners are waiting for you to tell us what's going to go down.
Well, first of all, let us end this month off by saying we happen to be in what is called a master number 11 universal month for December. How did I do it? People may ask. Well, I took the 12th month and then I put underneath it 2015. Then I drew my column and then added down. I mean, I drew my line, then added down 7 plus 2 plus 0 plus 2 equals 11. And 11 is considered one of the master numbers. Now, a master number means that people function at a very high level, which all of us are in a position to do for this month of December, since we are, in fact, in an 11 universal month. It is a month for inspiration. It is a month of ideas. So those of you who have what you might feel is some great or original or unique ideas, you should at least put them down on paper, if nothing else, and don't leave them the chance like, oh, I'll get back to it later. You don't want to do that. You want to capture the moment. I remember one time, Charmaine, I thought of this brilliant idea. I said, man, that is so simple. And to this day, I still can't remember what it is because I waited till the end of the day. Okay?
Oh,
and
goodness.
most brilliant ideas are very, very simple in their concept, which is why we'll
yes.
see late night be with one of those inventions and say, how come I didn't think of that? Well, this is an inventive period for all of us to come up with creative and unique ideas, especially toward about being peaceful, because 11 adds to 2, which is the number of peace. And it appears that there is a very warlike climate that is taking place, but that too will resolve itself. I guess people got to get whatever their little conflicts or uptightness out the way, and then everything will be fine. But over and above that, all of us are to inspire to a higher cause, a higher purpose, a higher agenda. All righty? And it is in
right.
this moment that we need to begin to look at ways of problem solving more peacefully rather than aggressively. You will find that women predominantly will dominate this month. I mean, women will be on the lips of everybody. And I'm not just talking about Hillary, but I'm talking about women from all parts of the globe will be on the lips of people this particular month. This month will favor those under the sign of Leo. I think that's you, darling. It will
oh,
favor
yes, I love that.
It will favor those under the sign of Cancer, and in a minor way, my sign of Aquarius, okay? Everybody gets a shot, except these particular three signs would probably be more, will get go make a little, what I call a faster movement moving forward. Now, what I wanted to do was explain some of the activities as we do each month, which is great to do. So for somebody who wants to buy themselves a car, automobile, hoopty, call it what you want, you will find that the 12th of this month and the 24th of this month will be very good. Now, for those who want to start a business to start the new year off to their satisfaction, that would be the 13th and the 22nd to do so. Now, for those that want to decorate the home for the Christmas holidays and the new year coming up, that would be the 14th, 15th, and 16th. And that would be the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th leading into Christmas Eve before Christmas Day. Again, to decorate the home, bring trees in, wreaths in, clean up, rearrange, and get the house looking ready for the end of the holiday season, going into the new year. Again, that best period would be the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, followed by the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Now, for those who want to buy electronics, you know, as a gift or whatever the case is, they can do that. Well, actually, they had an opportunity to do it yesterday on the 6th, but the 15th is coming up. That's going to be a good time as well as the 24th, okay? Now, for those that want to, especially the hair now for the ladies, okay? For those that want to cut their hair so that it grows faster, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, and the 17th will be good. That is the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, and the 17th. And there's a period between the 20th through the 24th, Christmas Eve, that will also be good for anyone to cut their hair, especially with men. You know, men are conscious of their hair too, especially as we get older and start thinning. So then they'll find that if they cut their hair during these times to increase the growth of hair, it will grow faster. Now, for those ladies especially who feel their hair is growing too fast, too thick, too long, their best times to cut their hair to decrease the growth will be on the 9th and 10th, as well as the 27th. Now, for those who want to go into investments of any kind to start the new year off, that would be the 20th and the 30th. Now, for those that are asking for a loan, well, that would be the 20th, 21st, 22nd. Now, for those that want to get a massage and say, you know what, I work my buns off all year, I need a break, I need some hands-on, well, the best time for a massage or anything of that nature will be on the 26th, which is the day after Christmas, which will be Saturday. I think Christmas is on a Friday this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is.
So Saturday. So this would be very, very good. And for those that want to write contracts or whatever the case is, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, as well as the 24th and the 28th. Now, let's deal with the specific zodiac signs, okay, for this particular month. For this particular month, for Aries, this would be a good time for them to join forces with others. Aries is a fiercely independent sign. It's very self-contained. It doesn't like taking orders. Yet the key to it this particular time is to make sure that you have what is called a working team with you, people that's in your best interest, people that works in your behalf. Those will be important,
right,
too. Aries, it'll be a good time for them to also take it easy. And, you know, we're right into the thick of the holidays, but to also watch their diet. In other words, don't try to eat everything nailed down, thank you, and be a little bit more selective for this time of the year moving forward as we close it out. For Tauruses, this is a money cycle for them. They've just gone through their rough period, which is November. So if your dad was in a funk, your son was in a funk, because they are both, I think your son and your sons and your dad.
My sons are, yeah. Well, my dad and my twins are both all Taurus.
Yeah, so if they went through a little slump in the road during November, or things didn't quite work out, or it was like bah humbug, they are definitely out of that. This is their power move. And for your sons, and especially for them, this would be a good time where they're going to be feeling their oats. One of them is likely to come home between the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays with a young lady that struck his fancy to a serious level that he wants to introduce to Ma. That's you, okay?
Oh, my God. How did you hit that?
What do you mean?
I never said one word to you. That just happened.
Are you serious? Yeah, see?
I kid you not.
And
what sold her is that she's going to culinary school. I always kept telling her, I said, you got to find a woman who can cook because your mother's been cooking all your life. It's ridiculous. I can't believe that is so wild.
See, for your father, it may have been a month where he's dealing with what is called his legal papers, a will or something with property, the house, the mortgage. See, in his case, reconnecting
right.
with people, hearing about a funeral or a christening or a wedding or a baby shower or something of that nature to reconnect him with people he hasn't seen in a while. But for Geminis, this is a stressful time for them. Astrologically, Geminis are at the lowest point in their bell curve. So they're at the bottom of the bell curve right now from late November into December. Don't forget it was around this time in the period of Sagittarius that John F. Kennedy, a Gemini president, was assassinated on November the 22nd, which was the first day and the start of Sagittarius' opposition sign. I would have never suggested he went to Texas at that time. Of course, hindsight, everybody has 20/20 vision. But if you understand the cycles and the ebbs and flow of this universe, that we all have highs and lows, and had they came to me, and knowing they wasn't showing him no love in Dallas anyway, okay, then I would have recommended that he go at another time, which is when he is out of his stress period. So if you notice, Donald Trump, who is a Sagittarius, is now beginning to be challenged a lot. They're even thinking about putting a money pack together, but I knew he would hit his stride because September, October, and November are his best months, but the latter part of November into December, all Geminis, Donald Trump, anybody who's a Gemini, you're now at the lowest point of the cycle. And it doesn't mean you got to hide under a rock. It just simply means you got to be more, pay more attention. You can't take things for granted. You just can't assume and whatnot, and then you'll find that things will be much better. But for Geminis, this is a quiet, reflective time for them. This will be a period of secrets revealed, that things that are hidden will come to light. For Cancers, this is them up to get it together, tighten up the home for the holidays, things of that nature that's going to be very, very good for them. This is also a health period for them, not in a paranoid way, but for those Cancer men especially, and we men don't like to go to doctors as quickly as you ladies do, you will find that for the men, this might be a good time to go get a prostate exam or what they call get a digital, which we men really can't stand, but that's what they call it, and to just make sure you're in good shape as you close out the year. For Leos, this is going to be their good luck cycle. Things are going to expand. Things are going to actually, the president and all Leos, including you, darling, are in a good luck cycle for December. Not only that, astrologically, the period of Sagittarius is a fire period, and you guys are fire signs. So therefore, and then the cycle that you're going through is a fire period. So I would expect you and the president and all Leos to be energized pretty much as you close out this last few weeks of the year 2015. For Virgos, they're going to be changing dice. They're going to be more reflective. A lot of Virgos are going to be having some very interesting or weird dreams or even dreams of deja vu, be that as it may. The interesting thing is that Jupiter, the good luck planet, went into the sign of Virgo just after August of this year. And Jupiter sits in a sign for one rock solid year. So all Virgos should think of those of expanding. They're going to be going through a good luck cycle, a prosperity cycle, a cycle of self-improvement, a cycle where they can, what is called games of chance. And I'm not just talking about lotteries and casinos, but taking those kind of risks, those who want to move forward and they're not sure of that next step. And if they're afraid, be not afraid for Virgos this particular period. And Fridays and Wednesdays are their best days to do so. For Libras, this is going to be a time where they're going to be doing a lot of growing up. They're going to be looking at things through a different lens in terms of maturity and what's been going on and why these things have been happening. They're going to be going through a period of looking at something dealing with relationships. So some Libras are going to be getting into some commitment issues, things happening with their residence, rearranging, moving in, moving out, whatever the case is. And it's interesting because Libras are in a period for this month of December where they're likely to reconnect with those they haven't seen or heard from in quite some time. For the Scorpions, like your sister, for example,
right,
and your Robert, for example.
Oh, and Michael is Scorpio.
Okay, but Michael might really step it up this particular month as it relates. So I wouldn't be surprised around the Christmas holiday he doesn't come up with a ring if he hasn't done so already, come up with a proposal of when we're going to set this marriage date, or probably talking about moving in together. So it's going to be a very interesting time for all Scorpios. At the same time, this is a good time for them to exercise the right use of their dietary laws by either fasting or curtailing or making sure they eat more properly, especially fruits and vegetables and things like that. So that would be very important. For Sagittarians, this is their month, and Sagittarians are filling their oats and the need to travel, especially short trips, weekend trips. Although the week of the 8th through the 14th suggests somewhere exotic, and the week of the 22nd to the end of the month suggests something of a long-distance nature from here to California, here to Europe, here to Asia, South America, Africa, whatever the case is. But they're going to be taking long, long trips. For Roberta, hello?
I'm still here.
Okay, good. For Capricorns like Roberta, for example, this is going to be a time for them to make a jump start and do something totally, totally new with their career. And then, as you know, we're going to be moving into Capricorn after the 21st of this month anyway. So Capricorns, from this moment into the new year, are going to really be filling their oats. They're going to want to take the initiative, step out on faith, start something new. They're going to get raises, promotions, start their own businesses. This is going to be a good time for them. But they do have to check their eyes. They do have to check their heart and circulation and stuff like that. For Aquarius,
right,
it's a month to make adjustments. This is a good month for Aquarians to go back to school, to get involved in some kind of weight loss or exercise program, to really handle their duties and responsibilities and obligations, although they may want some, because sometimes Aquarians can be detached, but there may be a family matter that they have to take care of, or someone or something, or an obligation to a family or community or institution, something like that. But there's a law of compensation that's going to make up. So those Aquarians that work very hard this month and fulfill their obligations, they're going to be more than compensated financially and romantically. And for Pisces, this is a period where they are at a turning point. They have to make some serious decisions as to where they want to go as they wrap this year up, as they bring it to a close, because there's going to be a lot of opportunities and at the same time a chance to really brand themselves, to get their name out. And for those Pisces,
right,
that are very, this is going to be a good time for them to start a blog, start a book, or some writing literary assignment. And that's it. What do you think?
I think it's fantastic. And in fact, you know, the thing is, I actually have something very specific to ask you about, because my sister called me this morning, and she's trying to make up her mind on something here, and I said, well, you know what? It just so happens to be the first Monday of the last Monday of 2015, so I've got Lloyd on, so let me ask Lloyd. My sister's at a crossroads in terms of career. She's got it, you know, she's been working at the same place for
your
some time.
November,
yeah.
Your sister's November 16th,
November 16th, right?
Yeah. Well,
she's got two things going on. She can move into another position that's on a more local level, which would have her closer to children and getting them to daycare. My nephew, this is so weird to sound, this September of 2016 will be going to pre-K. He turns 4
what?
Next month. I know. And I just sit back there, I'm like, he's going where?
Pregnant. It's been 4 years
yes,
already?
Yes.
time really goes by when you're having fun.
Oh, it does it, though? And so she's got that, and then she's also on a list on her job in her present position where she can get a bump in salary, a bump in title, and what have you. They're also considering they have to move because they have a nice, they have a very, very nice co-op. But if I was to show you a picture of my nephews at the ages that they are right now and how tall they are right now, I can't even imagine down the road.
Wow, it's like
okay.
That. They're going that fast?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My nephew, my little one, I have nicknames for them. Caleb is my little, I call him my little Bubba. And then the youngest one, he's so sweet. He's such a sweet little thing. I call him Chugga Chugga Yum Yum. And he is just the cutest. I mean, when he smiles, he's got the best sense of humor. He's so cute. Both of them are. Of course, I'm completely unbiased. Unbiased, completely. But Natalie's at a point where she doesn't know what she should do, and she's asking me. I said, I can't tell you what to do.
Well, she's in
so
a cycle.
What do you perceive for her? What do you foresee based on like her numbers? What would be a good thing? Should she go local? And it would be a car thing. She'd be driving. She wouldn't be on the train. And as far as commuting is concerned, driving you have more control over, although you don't have control over the traffic. On the train, you are saving money, but you can. Anything happens, a problem.
Well, it all depends. So, for example, in a case whereby she would, how much time on the road is she going to be spending in traveling? Because that's very important. Okay.
Right.
Spending half the day, 2 hours driving there, 2 hours driving back. That's half of a work day right there. So it's little things like that. That'll make a difference. But I noticed that parents will always do things in the best interest of their children. And
right.
So whatever you think works, whatever she feels works best for them at this time is probably the best way. Okay? That's about how I can see it at this moment.
Well, that's what I told her, I said, listen, that's the thing about being a parent is that you operate in that kind of purview and a different thing. I said, now the other thing you got to remember at the same time is you're operating from the here and now dealing with a four-year-old and then one that's going to be two. I said, but they're not always going to be four and two. They're going to get older. And as they get older, things are going to change and different things are going to happen. So, you know, they'll be going to school and then you'll have to worry about, like, you know, school vacations. Who's going to take off for that? If anybody gets sick at school, because, you know, they don't call dads first. Not anything against fathers, but mom always gets the call.
There's something about Father's Day that isn't as quite dynamic as Mother's Day, okay? I'll put it like that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we never, and you know, they don't call dad up when the kids get sick. When kids get sick, they call mom. Nurse's office is always calling mom.
Yeah, and you know
what?
So
it's just one of those situations.
But I think she's going to do very well, but she is in a cycle of dreams come true, and the year favors anyone under Aries, Leo, or Scorpio. That's you, and that's your sister. So she's going to do well no matter how it's like. But again, the nice thing about it is you've already taken the lead by having two young adult sons now. And so you've gone through all of it. And so you can guide her in terms of how fast they're going to grow. I remember when my children were born, like, you know, I look at these diapers and they look like I had a whole pile of them. Then you go through them in a minute. It's a lot of little things that you find out over time. So she will too.
Well, I understand that because I know that when we started out to begin with, I was sending my kids off to college. This year they're going to be out of high school. 2016, they'll be 11 years out of high school. and they turned 29. If you can believe it or not, I'm
going to
have 30-year-olds.
Wait a minute. The sons that you sent off to college is now 29, dear?
They're going to be 29 in May
you know,
of 2016.
I've been, you a minute, Charlotte. We've been
doing I know.
This, we've been doing
yes,
this video.
You were there when I was packing them off.
Wow. Wow, that is amazing.
And now we're going to be 29. They're going to be 29 this coming year.
Well, I couldn't be more happier for them, and I couldn't be more happier for you. And the nice thing about it, as they grow older, you get your life back. You begin to have some meat, okay? So they
yes,
have a lot. So
I agree.
I want to wrap up by thanking you for all the wonderful things you've done. As always, please give Cecile my love and regards.
I certainly will. She had a great birthday. They were taking her someplace, and I made sure I got in touch with her for her birthday, and I got that. And I also want you to know that it's on the web. It's on our page there. If anybody wants to get in touch with you, your website is up. So is the number, and so is the email to contact you. All of it's on the website there.
Good, good. And I'm working on a number of projects, and I've been swamped with some things. But I'll call you and tell you about all of that later. But I wish you all the best. I love you much, Charmaine.
I love you much, and you have a Merry Christmas. And I'll be talking to you for 2016.
Yes, we will. All righty? And I wish you
all
the best.
All right, then.
Okay?
Okay. Merry Christmas. You have a happy and joyous time.
And Merry Christmas to all the listeners out there, as well as a wonderful, wonderful new year going forward, okay?
Oh, terrific. Thanks so much, Floyd. And I want to thank all listeners for tuning in with us. And I want to wish you all a happy holiday. And we will be in touch with you guys again. We will have no show next week. Got to have the end of the year tune-up with my doctor. But I will be back on the 23rd with a great guest. And just tune in to Who You Callin' Old. Have a great day, all.
So scared of getting older, I'm only good at being young. So I play the numbers game to find a way to say that life has just begun.